It was 58 years ago, on February the 20th, 1967, a cold winter's day in Rochester, New York. In the quiet neighborhood of Clifford Avenue, smoke began to rise from St. Philip Neri Church, a parish beloved by its people, a house of prayer where countless souls met their Lord. But that day, it became a house of sacrifice. Within moments, flames consumed the wooden walls. The fire spread with terrifying speed. A seventh grader, Jim Thompson, standing on safety patrol, heard a cry. A younger boy shouting that children were trapped inside. Thompson ran to the church doors, and when he opened them, a wall of fire met his eyes. He turned and raced to the school and rectory, sounding the alarm. Priests, sisters, and students fled to safety, but amid the chaos, two souls turned towards the flame. Father George Wainman, the parish pastor, and Sister Lillian Marie McLaughlin, a dedicated sister of Saint Joseph, both knew what, who, still remained inside the Blessed Sacrament. Eyewitnesses later recalled how they disappeared into the inferno, determined to save the Eucharist, to protect the very presence of Christ. Inside the church, heat and smoke filled every corner. The ceiling groaned, timbers cracked, fire rolled through the rafters. Still they pressed on, step by step, toward the main altar. They found the key, opened the tabernacle, and there, amid the roar of flames, they lifted high the body of the Lord. With the host secured in the chalice, they began the final walk down the center aisle, hoping to escape, hoping to bring the Lord to safety. But the smoke was blinding. Disoriented, they turned the wrong way, toward the confessional. There, Sister Lillian collapsed. Father Wainman was pulled from the burning church alive, still clutching the Eucharist. But his injuries were too severe. 2 days later, he went home to the Lord. Firefighters found them only feet from the main doors. Beside them, the chalice and the consecrated host, unharmed. The newspapers called it tragedy, but Bishop Fulton J. Sheen called it martyrdom. At their funeral, he proclaimed, "Greater love than this no woman hath." These words now grace the monument that bears their name, the Martyrs of the Eucharist. Today, their story still echoes in the hearts of the faithful, a priest and a sister who walked into fire for the Lord they loved. In an age that forgets the sacred, their lives remind us that the presence we adore is worth everything. Father George Wainman and Sister Lillian Marie McLaughlin, pray for us.